Good morning. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then some children were brought to him so that he may lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the children alone and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After laying hands on them, he departed from them. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning and just thank you for an opportunity to gather as your family, Lord. We just ask that today as we listen to your word, Lord, as I speak, God, that your spirit will be in charge, that you will guide and lead. Lord, we ask as we lift up prayers today, God, that you will hear, Lord, the cries of your people, Lord. And we just ask that your guidance will be amongst us today, Lord. And we just thank you and we love you. Amen. So this story is my absolute favorite story in the entire Bible. And most people think it's because I love children. But that's actually not true. It has nothing to do with children except for me when I was a child. When I was a child, I went to church, and I liked it. It was fun. I had friends. I knew the stories of God. I also went to a Christian school. We talked about the stories at home. But I can actually look back at a point in my life where I remember sitting in Sunday school in a circle, and I think it was Miss Carol who was teaching this story. And I sat there, and I went, God loves me. And I remember that's the first time in my life that I had that realization. I can't remember how old I was, but I was quite young because I couldn't read that well yet. But I remember going home that day and I was super excited. It's like, Mom, I'll read the Bible story today at dinner. And dinner in the Midwest, or at least in my area, is lunch on a Sunday. So if you're ever invited to dinner on a Sunday, for me, I'm meaning lunch, okay? Because it's the big meal of the day. And I said, can I read? And I opened it, and I read it, and my mom's like, you didn't read that. I never looked at the Bible. I actually memorized it. I must have been like first grade or second grade, and I memorized the story, and I remember how this story has impacted me as an individual. And then it was such a young age, and the memory is so vivid. In 10th grade, I went to a Christian school. I actually went to Christian schools my entire life, all the way through my master's. And in 10th grade, we had to write a sermon, a 10-minute sermon. And we had to write, you know, we had to go into the concordances, and we had to look in everything. We had to understand historical context. Of course, I choose this verse. So this is actually the first sermon I ever preached. I have no idea what I said that day. But we had to preach it, and so this has been dear to my heart for a very long time. But my views from this story have changed drastically. And what is the meaning? Yes, I had that first impact of God loves me, but God has taught me more about this scripture, I'd say, in the last couple of weeks. So when you look at this scripture, we have to understand first, why was it such a big deal that children were being brought to Jesus? And why did the disciples say, stop? No, he doesn't have time. Children during this time period, it wasn't that they weren't loved. They were very much so loved. They were very much so treasured, but this is going to sound a little harsh, but they're almost considered useless. They couldn't do anything for society, right? Like, they couldn't go out and make money. We're not talking like teenagers, right? Teenagers were not considered children. We're talking little children. We're talking like Lauren and KJ and, you know, a little older than that. They really can't do much for society. And so bringing them to Jesus was a distraction. They weren't the people that he would be able to communicate with and spread the message to. But they were loved. They were very much so loved. And so when the parents were bringing their children to Jesus, they were seeking something. They knew there was something special about Jesus, and they wanted to impart that to their children. And it was a very simple thing that they wanted. They wanted a blessing. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been blessed by someone. Someone lays their hands on you, prays for you, and imparts words of who knows what to you. I'm not actually talking like prophecy and things like that. I'm just saying just words of God loves you. I see that you are going to become a man of God, or, You know, we know what a blessing is. God, P. Sam preached about it a while back. But these parents were seeking a blessing for their children because a blessing was the most prized gift to a Jewish person at that time. And to have their children blessed by a rabbi, blessed by someone they believed and knew to be holy, let alone the Son of God, God himself, they were desperate to get their children there. I was thinking about that this morning as I was preparing, and I was thinking about how often do we look at a person and think only what they are currently? How often do we look at someone and say, well, they're no good, or they got mad at me again, or they're a terrible, you fill in the blank, you know, like terrible boss, a terrible spouse, a terrible friend. That person's not a good enough Christian for me, or there's no hope for that person. But a blessing flips that. It changes it. It's not a blessing of who they currently are. It's a blessing of who they will become. You know, when Ealing and I were at that conference, they talked about blessings, and this random guy blessed Ealing and I, and it was beautiful. I honestly can't remember the words he said at all. Not a clue. But the words he said spoke to us. He didn't know us. He knew that we were from Hong Kong. Actually, I think he may originally be from Hong Kong, so I think it shocked him when I said I lived in Hong Kong. He asked questions, you know, simple things like, do you speak Cantonese? How long have you lived there? But he knew nothing about us, nothing about us personally. And he prayed a blessing over us, just don't remember what. But I remember walking away going, huh, interesting. And a blessing is also meant to inspire us, but it's really a message from God that he brings through somebody. And I was thinking, how many people today do we know that would be encouraged by words of encouragement and a blessing in their life rather than us always thinking negatively about them? And the third thing I thought about this morning was children were not considered useful. I thought, how often do we feel that way about ourselves? How often do we think, oh, I'm not good enough for God to use, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't have the skills, or why I'm up here preaching right now, I don't have a clue what I'm doing, or you know what I'm talking about. Anything we're asked to, and we think to ourselves, how can I do it? I'm not good enough. I sin every single day. The world tells me that I'm not what should be. And I felt like God was saying, but look, I say the kingdom of heaven is made up of children. If you want to make it to the kingdom of heaven, you have to become like a child. What did people view children at that time? See, God was reversing. Jesus was reversing this idea that you had to be worthy to be part of him, that you needed to have it all together to serve him. And I was really, really struck by that this morning. This concept, this idea that when we walk into a room and we have that idea that we are not good enough, God's like, okay, that's fine. I will take care of it. And so I really want us to think this morning about where we are in our life. Are there things in our life that we think, oh, I stumbled on it again? People don't think I'm good enough for this. Or is there a person in your life that maybe you need to look at how God sees them and who they're going to become? You know, God doesn't just look at who we are currently. He always knows where we're going and who we're going to become. And is there a person in your life that maybe we need to go before God and say, I'm sorry, God, that I've always looked at them, or I continually look at them in a way that that's not how you look at them? And so this morning, I just want us to spend a little bit more time in prayer, asking God to just show us his heart, not just for us, but all of his people. And just spend time with God, asking him to forgive us for any time we thought we couldn't do something, because God is the one that's actually doing it. And when we think we can't do something, he says, exactly, you can't. But I can do it through you if you're willing. So if we could just spend some time with God this morning, and then Andrew will lead us in some worship. I feel like God has someone in each of your hearts that He wants you to bless. Someone who you haven't looked highly upon. Someone whom you have maybe have said words, maybe not to them, but in your heart about them. And that this morning God really wants you to pray for them, to bless them, to use words of encouragement that will fill that person up. And cast them to who God wants them and will walk them to be eventually. So this morning, let's just spend time really asking God, who is it that He is calling you to bless today? And a reminder that the Holy Spirit will help you do it. Let's turn to our first prayer slide. Let's pray for those who are struggling with cancers, whether they're going through, have cancer going through chemo, radiation therapy. Let's lift them up for God's Spirit and healing hand to be in their lives. Let's pray for those in our community who have family and friends who are struggling from various illnesses, but also need salvation. Let's pray for God to speak into their life, to be open to God, and that they will be saved, and then they will be healed. Let's pray for the people who have various infirmities. Let's pray for God's healing hand in their life. Let's pray for those who are seeking and looking for jobs. Let's pray for God to open their eyes to the right job. May that they will be able to be used by Him there. We'll just pray in this time where they're still waiting, they can just really spend time with God and just spend time resting in His presence. Let's go to our mission focus for today. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government. Let's pray for the wealth gap. Let's pray for revival in the city. Let's pray for all the churches, Sports Service International, Shanty Ministry, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughter, CSW, Hong Kong Korean Church, and the Hong Kong students, especially as many of them are in exam season, that they will just God will just speak to them and give them such peace. Let's pray for the staff. Let's just lift up P. Sam as he's the head of our church. We'll just lift him up that he will, that the Holy Spirit and God will just keep him in the protection. And let's pray for unity for the rest of the staff. Let's pray for cohesiveness. Let's just pray that for their families, their children, that they will always know who God is. Pray for our worship, sound, and AV team, led by P. Nate. Pray for a heart of worship and a heart of excellence. Let's pray for our hospitality teams, welcoming under P. Andrew and barista under Ashley. Let's pray specifically for more volunteers to step up into these ministries. Let's pray for our house churches that meet tonight, Fontana, Hopewell, Kowloon, Garden, OPR, Soho, and Westville. Let's just pray that God will really be directing them, especially as they talk about the baptism service, that God will really just speak into their own lives. And if there's people in house churches in this church who God is prompting to be baptized, Lord, during their discussions, Lord, that the Lord will just really reveal that to them. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this chance to come and just worship you, God. We just thank you that we have this opportunity to freely learn about you, God. And we just pray, Lord, that you will just walk with us today, God. And may your Holy Spirit just bless the people in this room, showing them and guiding them their ways. May they know that they're loved by you and that through that you, they can do all things because you are the one that gives them their strength. So, Father God, we just ask that you just... that you will be blessed today, God, by us, Lord, and that you'll be able, that we will be able to just honor you. So we thank you, Lord, and we love you. Amen. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the rest of your prayer time.